Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Oh, I'm telling you right now, I am going to be belligerent. Belligerent all day. Obnoxious. You're going to be able to deal with me all day. I don't care. Insufferable. Deal with it. I'm fired up. It's Barton Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance. And even though we got breaking news happening in the NFL, Bart, I can't get over it. And we'll get to that. Frank Reich out as the Colts head coach. A bit of a surprise, but not exactly one after another abysmal loss. This one to New England yesterday. They fired everybody else. They got rid of the quarterback got benched. The OC got fired. Well, now it's Frank Reich who is out. So the Colts now, even though they're like second place in that bad division, he's out. More changes to come in Indianapolis. But Bart, I know we got to talk about that, but I'm chomping at the bit to get your level of excitement. I mean, where are you at? Are you at like a 9 or 10 when it comes to emotions after watching the Jets win that game over the Bills yesterday?
I mean, I'm ecstatic, right? You talk about a defense that, that did the job, right? You talk about Sauce Gardner. One thing you can see when you look at the Jets is that they have playmakers and they have talent. You know, and listen, you talk about going toe-to-toe with the best team in football. If you can beat them, then who can't you beat? You know, so I think you change your expectations now. I think not going to the playoffs would be a disappointment. So you look at the fact that, hey, all we have to do is get to four. And now you're gonna have the target on your back. And let's see how this team handles, you know, prosperity. It's a perfect time, right? Because, you know, Jet fans, we get to live and enjoy this win for 2 weeks because we're on the bye. So we get talk stuff for 2 weeks. We can't lose next week, right? But, you know, but Miami can lose. The Patriots can lose. The Bills can lose. So it's about, okay, now what are we talking about? We come back. You have to bury the New England Patriots because they're hot on your heels too. You have to bury the New England Patriots. You got to take care of business within your division. You got to get that win back from the Patriots. You got to try and beat the Dolphins, who look unstoppable right now, even though they don't look invincible. If that makes sense. They look unstoppable. They don't look invincible.
I get it.
When you talk about what Chicago was able to do, and, man, Chicago, if you're a Chicago fan, you talk about, oh, like if we had to redraft this draft all over again, right now I think you probably would take Justin Fields number one. And it's like the light clicked on when they started doing things that he didn't traditionally do. But, you know, Zach Wilson learned from his mistakes. And I talked about it on pregame yesterday about not – escaping outside and retreating. He stepped up in the pocket, and it gave them the option to be in a powerful position to be able to either throw the ball or to try and make them pay with their legs. I mean, we saw Patrick Mahomes yesterday looking like Michael Slick, right, with all the yards that he has, but we knew that he's not a great athlete like that. But it was amazing to watch him do that. And Zach Wilson is capable of the same things. When people play man-to-man coverage and they turn their back, instead of retreating, step up in the pocket strong.
Take those yards.
And take those yards, right? Because those yards can be 16 yards, 15 yards, you know, and first downs and keep the chains moving. And he did that. So he did the job, and it didn't have to be one of those games where he had to throw for a bunch of yards because the team is talented. And you talk about they're trying to figure out some things with James Robinson, but not quite. You know, they have to figure out how to run him. He's not Elijah Moore. He's not Breece Hall. I mean, he's not, you know, Michael Carter. So you can't just give him sideways runs. And I thought they got something when they put him in the pistol and put him behind the quarterback and let him go downhill and let him
and Herbig,
you know, make
just
a decision.
Basically just clearing the road for him. I mean, Herbig had a great game for that offensive line. That run game was just indomitable. And, you know, again, the Bills play the Vikings.
Yeah.
The Bills play the Vikings this coming week, in week 9, right? Week 10, I should say. And, you know, that's not a gimme because guess what? The game's at 1 o'clock. I know it's in Orchard Park. I get it's in Buffalo. But it's a 1 o'clock game, and we all know about Kirk Cousins.
Solar powered,
baby. So, I mean, the Jets are a half game out of first place halfway through the season, Bart. Like, it's just a lot of mind-boggling things you just did not expect to even fathom, like, at this point. You never even expected
I mean,
that something like this could be a reality, and it is, and it's mainly because of a defense that has been so good. And over again, making plays. And I'll tell you what, there's so much to break down from this game and so many other things to get to because it is Overreaction Monday. That's right. So 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 for your overreactions. And to be part of Barton Hunt Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper. It's the one fans deserve. And we've got plenty to get to, of course.
Do
I mean, is Aaron Rodgers my overreaction?
Yeah.
My overreaction is simply that the Jets have a head coach.
Ah,
I don't even know if that's an overreaction.
You questioned that after the receipts.
That's right.
Are you ready to apologize?
So I am. That's okay. What I'm saying. And I don't think it's overreaction at all. I think the Jets have found themselves a head coach. I still don't know about the quarterback yet. I do think he can learn. You give him time. It's okay to do it on the job. You lived it. You had Mark Sanchez. They asked him to just keep it simple. Let you guys on the defense and the running game do the rest. That's what yesterday's formula was. And, of course, teams are going to know that's the way it's going to go. And the Patriots knew it, and they made him look bad because they made him throw the football. But there's other reactions to get to as well. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers at the five straight L's. Are they done? Tom Brady, a historic day. Was it exactly what he needed, that wild last drive that he had to win the game? Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs. He, by the way, is creeping closer to Josh Allen on the MVP as far as Vegas goes to be the favorite for MVP this year. That offense is clicking all of a sudden. And then there, of course, is Kirk Cousins. You like that, the homecoming for him and a big win. So much to get to on that front. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But let's just stay with the Jets only because, well, because I want to. And also, Bart, because it was phenomenal to see them in a moment that I thought was absolutely going to be that here it comes. Skycam breaks. The cable snaps.
Well, it started with the kickoff with Brady. Man, like, who the hell?
Well, I mean, him falling down on the kickoff.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, that of course. But I'm talking about they're in the game, second half, momentum. A drive going down the field, getting to the red zone, and you're like, all right, this is great momentum. Then all of a sudden, it's like, whoa, why are we stopping the game? The Skycam cable breaks. Of course it does.
8 minute
delay. And Robert Saleh knows exactly what all of us were thinking.
What was that going through your head right now on Skycam?
That only happens to the Jets.
Bar, were you thinking the same thing watching this going, really? Like, this is such a Jets thing to happen. And then, of course, not getting the touchdown, not getting a field goal, but getting a turnover instead of that right after you come back from the Skycam, them figuring all that stuff out. I had my just facepalm like no one else does this happen to other than the Jets.
Ah, but then you took your oxtails and you poured some sauce on it and you got the ball right back. You
amazing.
Know, it's just one of those things, man. You talk about the resiliency in these young players that don't know what that same old Jets mean. They don't have that scar tissue that
right.
They don't have that on them. You know what I mean? So they just play and they just play hard. And when you play hard, good things happen.
I'll tell you what, that's my overreaction. That's when same old Jets, I said, this is not same old Jets. I finally agreed. This ain't same old Jets. Now they could still have bad games. They could still have moments. But that's the kind of moment when Sauce makes that interception almost immediately after you turn the ball over. He gets the interception. You get the ball right back. That's like you just said, they don't know same old Jets, right? They don't know that. And you have playmakers who can push back against what feels like an irresistible force that is same old Jets, right? There's been players in the past who have said, this ain't same old Jets, and then things happen to them, and you just see them succumb to it. But when a play like that happens, that's when you really do start to believe, like, okay, there's something happening here. Now, I don't know what this is going to lead to, but it's enough for me to feel like,
this isn't the same old Jets. Yeah, you can believe. You don't have to be afraid to enjoy it. Be afraid to celebrate because thinking that they're only going to throw it in your face a little later. People are going to be, okay, you guys are happy because you guys are 6-3, season ain't over, and then the whole season's over with, and people are able to rub pie. You're going to be stuck with pie in your face.
Yeah.
I think you can let your hair down and say, you know what? You know, this is a good football team. You know, we should make it to the playoffs. If not, win the division.
72% chance to make the playoffs right now, according to ESPN's Football Power Index. 72%. We're halfway through the season. They've got the bye.
Jacksonville, Chicago, Lions. Those got to be gimmies.
After New England, of course. New England coming out of a bye. and you want to make sure that everybody's ready to go. I know the fans are at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So we got news from Barton Hahn Nation, and we've got Joe in Brooklyn hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I have a big overreaction Monday. I was at the Jets and Bills game, right? And the Jets fans disappointed me, man. They sold out their tickets because they didn't believe.
Half the building.
They believe
right.
In the Jets. Half the fans over there was all Buffalo. And this is an overreaction. He was just saying that these ain't the same old Jets. These are the same old Jets. These are the number one Jets that's going against the Buffalo Bills, and they beat hands down, defense number one, baby. I think it's almost as good as
Joe's connection's killing me. But Bart, where would you? I know what they ranked statistically, but where would you put the Jets' defense in the league right now after seeing that performance?
It's weird because you know you talk about balanced teams. You think about the top defenses in the league. They actually went against one of the top defenses in the league. When you talk about the Buffalo Bills, then you got Cincinnati. You have also, maybe the Saints when they're on, they played well. They dominated last week, put up a zero burger on people, Seattle, oddly enough, Seattle's playing well and they were abysmal. Yeah. So it's like, what defenses are trending up? That's what you have to ask yourself. And the Jets are definitely, if you look at them, San Francisco, of course, right? If you look at it, you have to say they're probably a top seven defense. I don't know if you want to throw the Eagles in there. Miami can play really good defense at times. But they're right there in the mix. And their ability to be able to – they have great pass rushers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. And they don't have one. They have 10 of them.
Yes.
They put all 10 up. Huff comes
feels
in.
Feels like it.
And it's almost like an afterthought. He comes in. He's like calling in like the setup man? He's like calling the setup man like seventh inning. Call the setup man gets you through 7 and 8. Now, he comes in fresh. Nathan Shepard comes in fresh. These are all guys. Vinnie Curry comes in fresh. They have three guys that they play only in the second half that don't even really play in the first half. And they get busy. And then because they had those two long drives, everybody was fresh because the offense ran the ball and they had two long drives, one to end the half and one to beginning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, a performance that was so dominant, not only defensively, Dallas defense too. Josh Allen frustrated after that game, but the running game also just having its way. That was also something that was pretty special to watch. All right, so we continue with you calls. It's Overreaction Monday, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But just in a few seconds here, I do got to tell you that there is breaking news in the NFL as the Indianapolis Colts have fired their head coach, Frank Reich. He is out now. It's not a bye week, by the way. They don't have a bye week for a couple of weeks. So they fire their coach right in the middle of the season after another ugly loss, this one to New England. And now more changes at the head coaching position in this league as now there's two positions open. Because remember, Carolina fired Matt Rhule a couple of weeks ago, and now it's the Colts job that is open. So we will discuss that and more in a moment. But first, I do want to tell you, it is Barton Hahn. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. It's Progressive's 10th Keys to Progress giveaway for veterans. This year, their goal is to gift a vehicle to a recipient, small business, or nonprofit in every state. See more about their annual giveaway at keystoprogress.com.
Alan out of the shotgun. The Jets rushing just four. Alan back at his three, rolling right now to his left. To the 10, he'll heave one down the left sideline. In coverage, Sauce Gardner able to knock it away from Gabe Davis. And there are no flags. There are no flags. And the Jets are going to beat the Buffalo Bills.
Steve Levy on the call, ESPN Radio. Sal Palantoni was on the call as well, if I'm not mistaken, right? Sal Pal was up there as well seeing that, yeah. And it's just absolutely just stunning win there. Stunning that the Packers would lose again in the way they played. Stunning comeback for Tom Brady. Stunning performance by Patrick Mahomes, who threw it.
I hope we have the quote from Jalen Ramsey.
Oh,
Jalen Ramsey about what he said after the game. Like, come on,
yes,
man.
Yeah, what? Yeah. We'll get to that. There's no doubt about it. Patrick Mahomes threw it 68 times. 68 last night.
They need every one of them.
And they did. They certainly did. Obviously, the Jets and Kirk Cousins and the Vikings and how they just continue to roll. So much to get to. But, of course, like we mentioned, the breaking news today is that the Colts, after yet another loss, they fire their head coach, Frank Reich. Here's Adam Schefter on First Take.
The owner, Jim Irsay, not happy with the direction of this franchise, with the way the offense is performing, and to go into New England and to get blown out there and to have your record fall to only 3-5-1, frankly, was not enough to keep Mr. Irsay at bay. He got very antsy and very disappointed and decided to fire Frank Reich, who was in his fifth season as the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts.
Now, Bart, last week, Irsay told Chris Mortensen that Reich was safe. Kiss of death as always, right?
What about Chris Ballard, right?
GM.
You want to talk about the GM. The GM made a lot of these decisions to bring in these quarterbacks as well. Don't just tell me you want to put all the Carson Wentz, the Matt Ryan, all on Frank Reich. You know, you gotta take some responsibility too. You talk about this roster underperforming and not really getting any top receivers. The offensive line doesn't protect. And if you're gonna bring in an older stationary quarterback like Wentz or Matt Ryan, that has to be priority number one.
Right. And that's been the issue. They have a revolving door.
Don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, the revolving door quarterback. You know, it started with bringing in Wentz.
Started with Jacoby Brissett.
Well, yeah, it's true. They got him from New England. But Reich comes in, and Reich, remember, was in Philadelphia as the offensive coordinator. And the sense was that he saw the best of Carson Wentz, and he can get the best out of him. That lasted a year, and they pulled the plug on that.
First-round draft pick.
Yeah. I mean, it's just – but that's the reality of that situation. And then once that happened, you kind of felt like, uh-oh. I mean, you're giving up that quickly on a guy? That lets you know that things are not stable there. Matt Ryan comes in, and you're thinking, okay, well, this guy can still play, right? We wanted to believe that Matt Ryan still had something left in the tank, and Matt Ryan did not look good for most of this season. Ended up getting hurt, but they still were going to make the change anyway to Sam Ehlinger because they wanted somebody more mobile. That hasn't worked either. They've lost 3 straight games. Now, that division keeps them in the – I mean, they're kind of in the running, but we know
Tennessee,
that they're really
not. Tennessee looks like the real deal. That Tennessee looks like the team that nobody wants to face. Just
even
imagine that game
yesterday. Yeah.
They only threw 10 passes and was right there toe-to-toe
Malik Willis, the rookie.
Now, just imagine once Tannehill is there, that's a little different. You would think you would get a little bit more productivity from the passing game.
Yeah, and he was injured, right? So he could not play in that game. But it's still big news there. And now you have 2 jobs, Bart, open already. And we know the average is about, what, 6 a year?
Yeah,
that opens already.
Won't get any. I wonder what's going on in Arizona, man.
Whoa, right.
You know what I'm saying? That was an ass kicking.
When,
like Geno Smith, they're supposed to be reloading, and they just keep kicking ass. They're 3-6.
When does that start to become – because the Cardinals are now dead last at 3-6. Now, again, because of there's so much parity in this league right now, they're only really a half game back of the Rams.
Yeah,
you know,
but
the Rams losing again
as well.
But
San Francisco is going to rise in the second half. Now that they got reinforcements with CMC. Mm-hmm. And Seattle's already on the rise. So you're not going to beat those. You're not going to beat – both of those teams are going to finish 3rd and 4th, and they're not going to make the postseason. If anybody has a chance to do it, it's San Francisco and Seattle.
Look at NFC, though. The NFC has the Eagles just running away, right? The Cowboys at 6-2. The Giants at 6-2. Minnesota 7-1. Anybody else good? I mean, the Seahawks are 6-3. Everybody else is 500 or worse.
But
else is 500 or worse.
You just named a lot of teams, though.
No, I didn't.
Like, only 7 goals.
Well, I'll give you division leaders. You got the 3 division. Well, you got the 4 division leaders.
You got.
But the Bucs are under 500. Is what I'm saying.
Like, but what I'm saying is the NFC East alone might get 3 in.
See, that's it. Does open the door for the Giants? You got bad
news,
by the way.
6-2. 6-2.
Yes. Yeah. And the Cowboys are 6-2. Giants come back off this bye, but they come off the bye with some bad news. Xavier McKinney, during the bye week, took a little vacation, had an ATV accident.
Yep.
And injured his wrist, right? And now he's going to miss some time.
That means he got threw off.
Of course.
And he tried to catch himself. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, just look at it, right? Eagles, 8, that's 1. Mm-hmm. Dallas, 2. Okay. Let's just say the Giants, 3. And then you get the Minnesota.
You're getting 3 out of that division.
I'm just saying. And then you get to the NFC North, and you got 7-1. That's 4 right there. Only 7 get in. Tampa has to get in. That's 5.
4 get in as a division leader. So take 4.
Right. So what I'm saying is, right now, you got 3 out of the East. Number 4, and I'm not going to go with the division. I'll get to the division leaders. You get the 4. Minnesota. You know Minnesota's going.
Yeah.
Tampa or Atlanta. Who cares? One of them got to go. That's 5 right there. Seattle's a division winner. That's 6.
And then
San Francisco, 7.
There you go.
Those are seven quality teams right there.
Yeah, yeah. And they're
so
still
is it maybe it's one? Maybe it's one that comes and gets hot from like the second half. But if one gets hot, it's either Dallas or the Giants. Mm. So it's still those seven. It just shuffles about their order.
Yeah. Now again, in the South, in the NFC, you have the Bucs who were on the verge. I mean, they look like can't score again.
They still
it was going to be that kind of game. Was going to drop them back. And the Falcons, by the way, could have had a dub easily. Another game that they kind of, you know, they're going to look back and probably rue the day of some of those games. But still, Tom Brady has a moment as he tends to do. And is it the kind of moment that can spark something for him? We'll get into that. Of course, we've got your calls. It's Overreaction Monday, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Brady in the shotgun, Ottenstift to the right side. Evans wide to the left. Here's the snap. In play action fake. Pass to the right side. Caught ball. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Buccaneers take the lead with 9 seconds. Kate Otten. Fire the cannons. Fire the cannons. Fire them again.
Fire them indeed. The Bucs, did they save their season? Did Tom Brady find something yesterday? It was late. But better late than never, the call on 98 Rock. Spartan Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, presented by Progressive Insurance. We want you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for your car care needs. They're close, convenient, known for guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. How good did Tom Brady feel after last ditch effort, that drive, 44 seconds, and all it took was a couple of plays and some questionable defense for Tom Brady to get in the end zone. And, man, did they need this win.
That was awesome. That was f***ing awesome.
Bart, did they find something late? Did Brady just – I felt like he needed that more than even the Bucs needed it, him personally.
No. That was god-awful football. And worse, that was the worst situation of football I've ever seen in my life.
For the Rams.
Yes, and I know that Jalen Ramsey was upset in what he said, and we'll get to his comments later. But this dude, I want you to watch him on that last drive. He barely even moved. Like, this dude was standing 10 yards off, just giving up 8 yards. The only way they can stop the clock is going out of bounds. And he did that repeatedly, just kind of just stood there. He's playing 10 yards off the ball.
Yep.
Like, what are you doing?
You're supposed to take the sideline away, right? Like, you're supposed
always
to do that. Yeah.
Because you tackle him in bounds, they got no timeouts.
No timeouts, right?
They can't spike the ball. And even if getting people lined up to spike the ball, it takes like 7 to 8 seconds. Like, they just – it's like they was like, man, I don't want to go to the playoffs. And, wow. Yeah, you say F them picks, but when you say F them picks, this is what happens. You get the championship, but the rebuild is real, real ugly.
I'll tell you what. Mm-hmm. Finish.
And then Aaron Donald, you know, yeah, he's playing well, but – it looks like his check engine light is on, too. Like, yeah, whatever. I'll play. because I'm better than everybody, but I really am. I'm satisfied.
Kind of at the end of the game, he looked exhausted too. The Rams are 3-5. They're the eighth defending Super Bowl champ to have a losing record through eight games. How many do you think of the prior seven to have this situation made the playoffs?
None.
No, it's a bad precedent to set. But still, for Brady, so it is – for him, let's see, he passes Peyton Manning. A lot happened yesterday. 100,000 combined passing yards. Like, that's an insane number.
He's played
number.
For 30 years.
Yeah, that's right. But still, to hear 100,000, including the playoffs, of course, that just makes you like, that's a lot of
That's
a
sustained
lot of yards.
Success. That's sustained yeah, success. This team ain't going no damn where. They can't run the ball. You got Scotty Miller
You're
getting hit in the face
them.
With the football. Yeah,
they look it's so like, bad. It's like, so much
it's
this
like,
game.
Go play an extra week, get the extra check, and go and let somebody come in your house in front of your fans and kick your ass.
Brady passed Peyton Manning, the most game-winning drives by a quarterback. He tied Manning for the most fourth-quarter comeback wins. So he had a lot happening for Tom Brady, but it was his embrace after the game. He just the way he looked after the game, I just kept thinking to myself, if anybody needed this, it was him. And sometimes things, sometimes these things can, you know, catapult Bro, the team, but you're saying no, right?
Man,
you're
no.
shooting that down?
They don't get their ass kicked by anybody. They don't want to see none of the seven I named. They can't see none of the seven.
Yeah, not feeling that at all. All right, let's get some more calls in here at 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Overreaction Monday. Let's go to Tony in Pennsylvania.
Hey, what up, fellas?
What's happening,
what
Tone?
Hey, so it ain't an overreaction for me because I'm feeling my guy right now, but y'all better start putting some respect onto his name out here, man. And I believe his name should start being mentioned in the MVP race. My man's touchdown-to-interception ratio is one of the best in the league, if not the best. He leads the league in passer rating. And if it wasn't for those three games, we might even damn near be undefeated.
Mm. First player in Dolphins history, which includes Dan Marino, to pass for 300 yards, three touchdowns, and not a single interception, like Tony pointed out, in consecutive games.
That's because it's like he in Alabama again. People open by 4 or 5 yards. You know what I'm
so fast.
Like, they're open by 4 to 5 yards. I mean, what I'm concerned with is they just went and got Bradley Chubb. I'm concerned with this defense getting shredded by Chicago. They've been giving up a bunch of yards. And what happens is when you score a lot of points, you put your defense out there. You see this with Chip Kelly. And usually your defense wears down. Later in the season, they're going to have a lot of plays on their body. Let's see how deep they are to be able to sustain this marathon that's about to occur. Mm. But, you know, they'll have their opportunity, right? Because we know that was, you know, the same advantage that they had in South Beach. When they go to Orchard Park, it's going to be in the other way. When that football is hard and it's hard to grip and it's a real slip and oily because it's cold as hell outside.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be – I mean, the AFC East suddenly really interesting with the way everybody's playing, and, of course, including Tua, who's certainly back and looking like he was even before the concussion situation with him. They just look really good as well. 888-SAY-ESPN. We continue your overreactions. Overreaction Monday on Bart and Hahn. We have Blake in Louisiana. Blake, your overreaction.
I just have to say my name's Blade, first off, but that happens all the time.
Oh,
anyway,
Blade.
I think the Saints need to go ahead and start trading off players. And I'm going to leave you with the fact that LSU is going to win it all, baby.
LSU with six losses. Chip Kelly, welcome to my family.
He's
going to get it done.
How about Brian? My family. That's a big win, though.
They're not better than Georgia.
Right.
They already lost six, man.
But it's still
lost two.
Man, it's crazy. The college, the CFP tomorrow, when that ranking comes out tomorrow night, I mean, you can say
Clemson,
kiss Alabama goodnight.
Like I said, Uga Galega.
Tennessee, by the way, right? Is that one of those, you know, they are who we thought they were?
I mean, Georgia's just a good football team. Maybe we gave them too much credit for beating Alabama.
Now Michael Thomas hurt. You got the Saints and the Ravens tonight, right, for Monday Night Football.
Yeah, no Michael Thomas, no Andrews.
No Mark Andrews for the Ravens. So. Yeah, but certainly a big game defensively, obviously, for the Ravens. Shut him down. And then, of course, for your guy, Lamar Jackson, get the conversation back started with him.
That's a good defense to go against, man. And he's going to once again be doing it without his number one and number two receivers. So it's going to have to be about all him.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I love the amount of Jets fans we are getting today. want to hear all this just Jets pride. How many receipts we got, Alex, in the Bronx?
Yo, what's up, man? Let's go, Jets. J-E-T-S.
Let's go, baby.
Yo, yesterday was full of a lot of Bills fans. I love my boys. We was going at it. Yo, it was a great game, man. After the second half, I was like, this defense is dominating. I think this defense is better than throughout that defense. I love the Jets. Let's go, baby.
Let's go, baby. That's the disappointment I did have, but it's the understanding because, of course, this is what the Jets ownership put their fan base into. PSLs and this ugly building that has no personality. You're going to have these moments when the Dolphins come in, the Steelers come in, the Bills come in.
That's on Jet fans, man.
Fans are going to sell their tickets so they can make some of the money back.
Nah, man.
It's just reality. Raiders fans, Cowboys.
No, they did that because they thought they were going to lose. Even the fan base, like, man, it's going to be an ugly game. We just lost to the Patriots.
I believe
we're going to get the brakes beat off of us. It had nothing to do with them trying to get money back. It had to do with they thought
this
game was going to be a foregone
conclusion. Oh, it definitely does. You look on the schedule, and you look at games, you're like, I'll go to that game, but I ain't going to this one because that's going to be ugly, so I'll sell these tickets.
That's what I'm saying.
What do you expect? You got to sell. You got to sell one or two games to make up for some of the money.
Come on, man.
You got to do it. This is a fan base that you can sell for.
Jets tickets ain't no more expensive than the Giants. It ain't no more probably
do
cheaper
it too.
Than Giants.
Giants fans do it too.
It's no more expensive than any other place that had. I'm sure Tampa's the same as expensive as well. Dallas is expensive. Dallas ain't selling nothing. They team ain't won nothing in 1,000 years. And I guarantee you, those tickets expensive as hell. They never sell their tickets. Pittsburgh never sells their tickets. You can't go fill Pittsburgh up right now, and they stink.
Yeah, they do. They do. But you know what? I understand it. This is the place the Jets fans were. But will you be there anymore? Reason to believe in New York. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The overreactions are coming, and we will continue to get them from you next. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Oh, we got breaking news right now, and it's like it's in the family kind of breaking news, Bart Scott. Adam Schefter reporting that the Colts, who just fired Frank Reich this morning, are naming Jeff Saturday, our guy, friend of the show, Ring of Honor member, of course, as well, consultant for the team. He's their interim head coach. A very proud, obviously, former Colt.
Eric Dainey never going to get a job.
And
Jeff Saturday could come off, get up, and go be a head coach.
Like, literally, I was wondering, like, where is it? Because, for everybody to know, we were supposed to have him on at 1:10 today. I don't know. Do we still have him, Lacto? I mean,
I'm trying to figure this out.
Shouldn't you text him? I think
ESPN is going to probably get him. I think we probably get pushed to the back.
Hey, Jeff.
Be a man of your word.
You can't blow us off right now, can you?
I literally just did the same thing. I was like, I was just still wondering if he's, you got a lot going on, but, what's going on here?
Dude, great booking by Renee to get an NFL head coach on the show today.
Nice job. Yeah, he confirmed and everything. We saw him, when we see him, he was in the studio with us Wednesday?
Yeah, last week.
I'm
wondering if he's the one who got him fired.
Well, you knew how, he was feeling this, though. He was frustrated with the Colts. Like, you could, certain guys, I know how you are, obviously, Bart. When things don't go well for the Ravens or the Jets, I mean, you take it personal because it's like blood in the ground kind of thing that Chris Canty always says, right? So for Jeff, this was personal for him. He's been consulting with the team. Who's to say that Ursay didn't reach out to him and maybe ask him for some information? Jeff said what he saw, and then Ursay might have said, you know what? I need you in front of this room.
48 years old, head coaching job, fresh out the booth. Jeez.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll give me a job.
I mean, he needs somebody to run his defense.
Yeah.
They have.
At least give me the linebackers.
Right? Something.
Yeah. I'll leave to live in LA.
That's big news. Jeff Saturday, our own ESPN analyst, and on our show a ton of times in our studio hanging out with us and all that stuff. He's one of the great guys, too, Bart, right? I mean, let's just start there. One of the great guys that you can get to know. But interim now head coach, according to Adam Schefter, of the Colts for the rest of the season, which for them, I mean, by the way, he has to get ready for the Raiders next Sunday. You talk about another coach that should be on the hot seat. I mean, Josh McDaniels can't possibly get another job, right? If they do move on from him,
They can't. They can't. They still figured out how to pay Gruden $100 million, and then you think they're gonna add another $10 million? They'll be paying $20 million for coaches that they don't have.
It has gone so poorly for the Raiders.
They have
even
lost,
when you thought they had it figured out.
They have lost. They have lost 3 17-point leads. They have had a 17-point lead in 3 of the games that they lost.
Is that bad? Is that a problem?
17.
Damn.
Shout out Jeff Saturday.
Then after that, they've got. How about this though? You got Sunday, next Sunday against the Raiders. Then the week after that, the Eagles. That's your first home game, by the way, because you're at Vegas this Sunday. Your first home game as your interim head coach is against the Philadelphia freaking Eagles.
Better have some pancakes. You better be telling them to give out pancakes.
Those offensive linemen had better play.
Steelers,
and then Cowboys, and then they get their bye. Because they don't even have a bye until, what, week 14? Yikes. Wow, that's huge news.
I've never heard anybody come out the booth to be a head coach.
What if the Jets came to you?
I would leave you in a second.
I wouldn't blame you.
I'll make you the head of media relations. So when people saying stupid stuff, you'll shut them up. Like, no, I don't answer.
Or I'll be the guy next to the podium, just face palm.
Last question.
What if it's Bart that's saying the stupid stuff?
Last question.
Lacto's got to be a part of this deal too.
I'd be jumping in.
Yeah, you do all the highlight tapes. You know, before the night, we do highlight tapes and watch like the highlight of the week
More
before.
More editing for Renee.
I'm the tape guy.
Imagine reporters trying to ask Bart about a loss or a win. They're like, "How'd today go? Hakuna Matata, man."
Hakuna Matata, man. We all alive. We get the chance to fight another day, man.
Man, it was barbecue chicken out there.
Well, that's what I would want to hear is if somebody just like Rich Cimini asked.
They deep fried our ass tonight.
Right, Rich Cimini asked him, Bart. About the defense, and yeah, we got barbecue chicken. Like we were barbecue chicken. Like I'll leave it like
the TV.
That.
Jeff Fries Saturday. I don't know why.
Jeff Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Now he's now Jeff Sunday.
I'm gonna ask him. Can I put my resume in?
Why not?
Get the linebackers. Fire the. I'll get the linebackers right. Mm. All I need is $2 million.
I mean, there's a half a season to go. There's still a bye week as well. They're 3-5. I mean, 3-6-1. Right. They are kind of right there. I told you, like, there's no
– Man, where the hell are they going? They got to play the Eagles.
I know. No, the Cowboys and Eagles are coming up.
Come on,
the next,
man. Stop it.
Two
Stop
of the
it.
Next four. And then they got the Raiders next, though. So you just feel like for Jeff, this is about getting organized and figuring out who am I keeping and who am I getting rid of, right? Like, and that's got to be what
man,
this
you got to keep everybody. Who are you going to bring in? Tom Moore? Tom Moore over there with Tom Brady. I'm going to call Tom Moore to come help him out. Oh, he can call Dungy back, baby. Dungy, come get my defense.
Maybe.
You think Dungy will leave NBC? No, he's making too much money. You're like, hell no. Got friends in high places. Call Reggie Wayne. I wonder who he can bring in. I'll fire everybody there, sir. I don't know them people.
But if you're an owner, that's why you make a move like this, because you trust someone's input, to be honest. And know, like,
yeah, but that don't mean he can run a team.
Who am I keeping? Who's worth keeping here? How do we get this culture right?
Man, has he ever coached at any level before?
Well, I mean, he's coached, I think, a little bit of high school, but he's been an advisor. But he certainly knows football. He also knows what works. He's seen it. So this will be really interesting. Jeff Saturday in Indianapolis. We got more with you. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.